Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. In light of the dry weather we're having, I want to finish up talking about how the Humboldt Bay region is different from a drought standpoint. Last time I summarized how our region's vulnerability to drought is lower, for example, because our water supply that comes from the Rad River has so much capacity relative to our needs. But another big factor is that we're simply blessed with a lot of rainfall in normal years, especially compared to other parts of California. To put it in perspective, we get almost 3 times as much rain compared to the Sacramento area. But those typically high rainfall amounts can also be our source of vulnerability. For example, because it rains so much during most winters, our groundwater is not very far from the surface in many places. So when someone drills a well in that situation, they don't have to go very far to find water. When we've had a few years in a row of below average rainfall, however, we've seen those water tables fall enough to cause problems for some wells. Fortunately, with past events, there was a pretty simple solution, which is to drill a deeper well. But that's expensive for well owners, and if we get a longer stretch of low rainfall, then this problem could surface again. Incidentally, we do rely quite a bit on well water in Humboldt County. Many rural homes have their own wells, and many water districts use wells for supply, and then they distribute the water through a traditional system of pipes. Now, another benefit of our high rainfall rate is our pasture lands, which are very productive in many areas without needing any irrigation. But pasture lands can also be sensitive to how much rain we get, and they can be impacted by the timing of the rain. So we can get above average rainfall for a given wet season, but if it mostly falls early in the season and then it dries up later in the season, that's not as beneficial for grass production. In fact, the timing of rainfall is really important in so many ways, including flooding and wildfire behavior. Here's an interesting fact about rainfall timing. The largest flood on record happened in 1964, which happened to have a below average rainfall for the total season. It just all came during 1 4-day period around Christmas. Okay, one last area where we are different than the rest of the state, which is snowpack. We don't rely on a large snowpack to get us through the dry season nearly as much as the rest of the state. And that's great because it takes one more variable out of the equation. For the rest of California, they can get above annual rainfall, but if too much of it comes as rain instead of snow, they can still get in trouble since their reservoirs simply cannot store all that water. For the rest of the state, snowpack is basically another way to store water. So there you have it. We are mostly blessed from a water standpoint with a few vulnerabilities that are specific to this region. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.